Goker Tov, everyone. We are on the bottom of page 135, moving on to page 136. Simon Reish Sadi Aleph. We got to Sif Hey over here. We read through the Mechaber over here in Sif Hey. We saw over here four different shitas in terms of Hilchos Shalashudas of what you have to have in order to be Yotze your Suda. We have the first shita that has Tzarich Lasos Bepas. It's really one versus all the other shitas. The next three shitas, whether you have to have Mizonos also helps, or even things that are malafis is a pass like Basar V'Dagim also helps, or we have a third shita that even Perus is going to be good enough for Shalashudas. Now the reason why I say it's three against one is because everyone really agrees, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Kav Gimel, Ulekuli Alma Lemitzah Min Amuchar V'Pas Ushnei Kikaros. Everyone agrees, even the last three Teshitas hold, that L'chatzchila you're supposed to have Lech Mishnah pass in order to be Yotzei Shalashudas. Just the first shita holds that even Bidiyevid you're not Yotzei with other things, and the last three shitas hold that Bidiyevid you could be Yotzei with either Mizonos or Basar or fruit, and therefore one should try to have bread. Obviously, if you can't have bread, next best is to have Mizonos. He gets another shitas. If you can't have that, then Basar V'Dagim. If not that, then even Peros we would hold Bidiyevid Shibidiyevid he would be Yotzei Sudat Shlishi. That's what comes out over here in the Mishnah. Bro, once again, if you get a passive of a kissing, you can't have regular bread. Passive of a kissing would be the next best choice, as we've learned many times. That could take the place of bread, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, fine. Moving on to Sivav, the last halacha over here in Hilchos Shalashudas. Says the Mechaber over here, Noshim Chayavos B'Sudat Shlishit. Women are also chayiv in Sudat Shlishit. And not only that, the Ber Halacha points out, they're also part and parcel of Lecha Mishnah. It makes sense, because they all have the man dropped for the men and the woman alike, and therefore they're chayiv just like men in Lecha Mishnah. They're also chayiv just like men in three Sudas on Shabbos, and also, once again, they also get the schar, like we saw that. It says from the three horrible parnios that someone is makpid on three Sudas on Shabbos. Why went many women? So many men are not makpid on Shalashudas also, but even many women are not so makpid on Shalashudas. The men go to shul between mincha. As the Mishnah Berurah points this all out, why the women are chayiv, sivkon, kavav, dulakuli, mili, Shabbos, ish, ish, ishavin. Everything on Shabbos, men and women are equal, kumoshin, ispar, besimin, reishayin, aleph, v'ot, shikam, heyu, b'nei shalaman. So it's really a double pashut over here. Why many women are not? I don't know. It's a technical thing. Men go to shul and they have shalshunas. A lot of men they have shalshunas in shul between mincha and ma'ariv. But really, women are just as chayiv in men in this. Moving on, you see over here, I just thought it was an interesting deal. We saw earlier on the Roma is the one who mentions that there's a lechatchila to daven mincha before having shalshunas. But I pointed out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, the whole din was only because generally you're not supposed to eat before davening mincha, but for Ashkenazim, if it's mincha gedolah, for sure it's going to be fine. It's mediuk over here in the Mechaber, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, there is no chiyuv of having shalashudas after mincha, and that's why the dinim over here in Reish Sadi Beis is dini mincha comes after dini shalashudas. If shalashudas should have had to come after mincha, l'chori he should have brought down dini mincha, and then dini shalashudas, the fact that it's in this order. Start with the Torah. The Torah is the one who made the order of the Simanim. At least according to the Torah, it sounded like, and the Mechaber goes, it seems like, oh, after that, it seems like it'll be fine to daven mincha after Shalashudas over here. But let's get to Dinei Tefillah Mincha B'Shabbos. A lot of very interesting things that I think a lot of people don't know. A lot of different tefillahs we had in mincha. Mincha. Okay, the Roma adds an Omri Ashreyu Valitzion Vani Tefillos. Let's stop over here and just talk about these two different tefillahs over here. We say Ashreyu Valitzion and Ma'anit filoso. So Uval Etzion, we all are very familiar with Uval Etzion. We say it every day. Okay, we say every day Uval Etzion. But why over here? Shachris, we don't say it. Also in Mincha, we put Uval Etzion in Mincha. And so over here, let's see over here, Mishnah Berurah, we've caught now. I'm going to ask you Uval Etzion. Masiki mekadosh konim vanit filosi. We say a kadosh after vanit filosi. Because once again, it goes back on the Ashrin Uval Etzion. Vamirus Uval Etzion bin Mincha. The reason why we say Uval Etzion in Mincha. Hubimakum Seder Kedusha Dechol. This is in the place of the Seder Kedusha of the weekday. The higher that usually is at Shacharis. Ubishabisha Marichan Harbi Bishachas of Musaf. Manichu Adam Mincha. Since we are very Marichan Fila, Shachas of Musaf, we already have a very long davening at Shachas of Mincha. We wanted to have a davening a little bit shorter, and therefore we waited till Mincha to do it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, whether he meant this or not. Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nanzah has a very interesting mahalach over here that explains even more. Because ask yourself, Uval Etzion, okay, wow, we saved a whole minute and 20 seconds. Okay? We have a 2-hour tefillah on Shabbos. That minute 2010, that's why I have to put a valid tzion. So Rav Nevenzel points out over here that really a valid tzion was connected to a much longer process that used to happen back in the day. Look inside over here. Dear Rasa Nichu. Ain't no move on, he says. Lama dafku valid tzion. That way dafku valid tzion. What's it? Says Nira. The bedoros harishonim hayolomdim sidra lachar tefillah. Uvalet tzion, we call it kedusha de sidra. The sidra was something, it was a set limud of nach that every person used to have, every shul, every community used to have that was connected with davening. They would start, sounds like according to Rav Nevenzel, they would stop before Uvalet tzion. They would have something with limud nach together, and then they would say Uvalet tzion, and the kedusha was going on the kedusha de sidra. This makes a lot of sense. The Gemara in Sota tells us that the olam is omeid on kedusha de sidra. On Uvalet tzion, the olam is omeid. That the Olam is omed on this learning Torah. Not just the Kedusha, the Sidra that we translate to Aramaic, but are referring to the actual learning that they used to do together. That's what Rebbe Saul understands. Okay, so that's what it is. And therefore he says, when they would finish this limud, I omri Kedusha, the Sidra of Rebbe Saul points out. Ubishabis, hayidokhana limud ad lachar sur shabbos. They didn't want to have this whole limud after that. That would take a long time. And therefore, they would docha, as we learned earlier on, after the Zman Surah, there would be a limud together. That limud together maybe would connect with mincha. Along the way, mincha, they would learn until mincha. V'lachein amru kedusha de sidra ko de mincha. That's why, uvalatzion, the kedusha de sidra was put over there. And then he says, then Rav Nevenzel points out over there, umasachet sofrim perik yedalib, it says, it's really yudches. It says, near a ketzas, she alum the gamma motzei Shabbos, his master from Masechet Sofrim, they used to have a limud also on motzei Shabbos. That explains what? Why we say a kedusha de sidra also in motzei Shabbos? Lufika chamin, kedusha de sidra, motzei Shabbos, v'chein b'lel tishab b'lel birman, the creator of the sidra. An answer to that. But there was a learning, when we learned, it says, why do we say it, Lel Tisha, Lel Tisha B'Av and Lel Purim? Because we learn Megillah. That's the Nanach that we're learning, Lel Tisha B'Av and Lel Purim, and therefore we say it after the Kusud Shidra, after that. So that's in terms of Uvalit Tzion. Vanit Filosi, Sif Kratin Beis, what's this Vanit Filosi that we say before taking out the Torah? This is very, very interesting. Hu'al Pia Medrash. It's based on a Medrash. What happens? Sha'amar David Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech says, according to the Medrash, David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom. Ein umazuk ovdei gilulim. Our nation is not like the other nations. Sheshosim mushtakrin upochsim. When the other nations, they drink and they have a suda, they go wild and they get crazy. Va'anu lochein. We're not like this. Afal pisha achanu v'shasinu. Even after we had suda shouts or we ate and we drank, va'anit filasi. We go into Av Mincha and we say va'anit filasi. We turn it into tefillah. We take our sudas and drink and we turn it into kedusha, and therefore that's va'anit filasi that we say at the mincha after having sudas shabbos. Okay? Avo v'mincha shel yantav ein omriu. So mincha yantav, you don't say it. Kevin de'ein karim b'torah shu eitz rasson al yidei zeh. Because there's no Torah. It is connected also to the Torah, which we don't have on yantav, therefore we don't say it. Umiu b'shabbos nagul omru af b'makum shein sefer Torah. If you're diving in a minyan, let's say you don't have a sefer Torah, you still say vanit filasi. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'chein afilu b'yachid. Even a yachid says vanit filasi to remind ourselves of this medrash how a Jew is supposed to eat and drink. That's the whole idea over here of vanit filasi. Okay, fine. The Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sifkat and Dalit. In terms of the Kaddish, we don't say Kaddish at Mincha after Kriyas Ador. So, we didn't get there in the Mechaber. Mechaber then says, Umotzi in Sefer Torah v'korin shlosha anosh. You take out the Sefer Torah after Vani Lassi, we take out the Sefer Torah, and we call up three people, Asara Psukim Parsha Abba. We thought we read at least, Fachot 10 Psukim from the next Parsha. Vafilu chal yontav lios b'shabbos, karim b'parsha haba v'lo b'shal yontav. Even if yontav is going to fall at the next Shabbos, and therefore the Kriyas HaTorah is going to be a yontav Kriyas HaTorah next week, nevertheless we still read for the next Kriyas HaTorah that we're going to have in 2 weeks' time, wherever it will be, that's still going to be the next Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot and Dal Shoshan Hashim b'mincha ein omrim kaddish ala bima liol. At mincha, we never say kaddish on the bima. Hainu b'im b'shabbos b'im b'tainis. Rak lifnei ha'omud kodet v'leh shemona esrei. We wait to say the Kaddish before Shemona Esrei. V'koy nami ha'sefer Torah, and the Kaddish is also going back on the Kriyas HaTorah. D'i yomru miyad alabim. Why don't we say it at Kriyas HaTorah? Say it on the Kriya. Because if we say it right on the Kriya, in kain lifnei ha'omud, lo yomru Kaddish. You won't be able to say another Kaddish before Shemona Esrei. Ki ein b'mala hasik b'en ha'kaddishim. Because there's nothing to be masik between the Kaddishim. Oh, what about Yahalulu? Says in the brackets, Yahalulu, Pasuk Echad, Lo Avi Esek, that's not considered a big enough Esek. V'asha Omri Mizmar LaHashem Haaretz, even though we say that Mizmar LaHashem Haaretz, Ein Zeh Meikar Didin. That was not Meikar Didina, and therefore we don't put a Kaddish on this. But I do believe, let's say someone B'ta'ut says a Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, you would go ahead and say Mizmor LeDavid or David Mizmor, and therefore you would go ahead and say another Kaddish. Yolam Roy last week a Kaddish LeTfilah Shmon Esrei. We're trying to make the Kaddish close enough, close as much to Shmon Esrei. Mashen Kein B'Shachar Sish Hesek B'Amiras Asrei Bein Time. But Shachar, you're going to have Kriyas HaTorah, then you're going to have Asrei Lam Tzeachu V'Letzion. Therefore, you could go ahead and say another Kaddish. Okay, so that is what's going on over here. Now, Siv Beis. Omrim, another tefillah that we add on Mincha is Omrim Tzid Kosch. After davening, after Shmon Esrei, after Chazar Shas, we say the tefillah of Tzid Kosch. Tzid Kosch is very much, should remind us of something called Tzidah Kadin. Tzidah Kadin is something you say at a Levaya. At a Levaya, it's Matzdik Tadin, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect in judgment, even though we don't understand His judgment all the time, but we proclaim that Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect in judgment. That's Tzid Kosch. What's the connection on Shabbos Mincha? Why in the world are we saying? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Vav. Okay? Siv Katan Vav. De Mesu Bo Yosef Moshe and David. All three big figures, Yosef, Moshe, and David, all died on Shabbos. V'lachei Nagu Sholik Ba'az Medrash. And therefore, at this time, we'll see soon in the Ramah, the minhag is not to have Medrash between Mincha and Maran, not to learn Torah then. Ki Chacham Shemes, because the Chacham Shemes, I guess this is the time of the day on Shabbos that they died, then therefore we davkar mevatel our medrash during that time. We'll come back to that din in just 1 second. First, I'll just see Maureen of Rabbeinu Nevitzel points out over here, Dira Chacham, Sarachlomer Nasi. Not Chacham over here, means the Nasi, these are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Ubach Herich, the Bach disagrees a little bit. Lochiash lo meet Moshe b'Shabbos. Rak b'Erev Shabbos. He claims that Moshe Rabbeinu did not die on Shabbos. Rather, he died on Erev Shabbos. V'lo nignaz on Shabbos mincha b'shat today Yisrael. But he was buried. He was buried on Shabbos at Eitz Mincha. And there, Kavosh got the Zohar, like it's brought down in the Zohar. V'anu omrim tzidaka din ala b'zman nignaz. That's all according to the first opinion that is referring to these great gedolim, these great leaders of Klal Yisrael, that we dafka are saying, that we don't tzidaka din. V'yesh meforshim, some say it's a totally different reason. De omrim tzid koscha lahatzdika din ala rishayim shechodin again of motzi Shabbos. Back to the idea that for Shabbos, the neshamas that are in Gehenna get a break. They come out for Shabbos, and therefore, as man mincha is the time, they're going to start going back to Gehenna, and therefore we're matzdika the din on the rishayim that are returning back to Gehenna all again at Shabbos. So that's the whole idea over here of tzid koscha. Okay, if anyone was ever wondering, why in the world does Nusach Ashkenaz say the Psukim in one order? Nusach Sfard says it in a different order. Okay? Which one is more correct, seemingly? It seems like Nusach Sfard is more correct. It's the order that is found in Telem. These are Psukim and Telem, and the correct order is found in Nusach Sfard. So why did Ashkenazim, why do we switch the order? Because what's the first one? Tzichacha Tzadik Nilam, V'Torascha Emes. Torascha Emes is the one that Ashkenazim say first, because that refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. Toras Ramez is the person Toras Moshe, and therefore, I believe it's Aruch HaShulchan explains this, that's the reason why we are mapped him to Toras Ramez, the Pasuk of Toras Ramez, before the other one, even though it's out of order that it's found, and tell him to give cover to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Fine. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotim Ches. Let's go back and fight during the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, Michal Bo Yom, if it would fall out on a day that if it was during the week, we would not say tachnun, we would not say tzidchasra on that day. So any day that you wouldn't say that, whether it's yontif itself, or happy day itself, or it's error of that day, we don't say tzidchasra, just like at mincha the day before. Adds the Ramah, v'nagu shalolikba medrash, this is what the Mishnah Berurah was mentioning before. The meaning is not to be koveh medrash bein mincha l'mariv, between mincha l'mariv, not to have learning. But there is a minhag to say Pirkei Avos. He mentioned in the kites, referred to the time of Sfiras HaOmer. Some do it also for the 7 weeks after Sfiras HaOmer, also to say Pirkei Avos in the kites and Shira Malus in the Choref, v'chol makom lefi minhago. So number one, just to understand over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkadun Ches v'nagu. Ve'eno iser. It's not mamish aser. El minag lizikaron ba'alma. It's a minag to remember ba'alma ba'atankin to know b'sivkat nvav. Like we saw before, because this is a time where Moshe, Yosef, and David were nifted. V'dafka, though, says the Mishnah Berurah, shelo yilmod b'chavrusa. I think it means a b'chabura, with a large group, because you'll see in a second. Aval shnayim shnayim lomnim b'batayim, but two and two, they can learn in your house, they have a chavrusa in your house, that's going to be fine. A public learning, that's what really we're talking about. Koshikot of Yoredea, Simon Rishim, Dalamem, Sivy Chesli, Ninosi Shemes. Sivkot and Tess. When it's not, it doesn't mean all afternoon from the time you daven 1:30 mincha, doesn't mean that until 8 o'clock you can't learn Torah, okay? That does not mean, it means only samach lechashecha we're talking about. Therefore, the drasha was always made, the custom was to have a drasha right before mincha. Okay, right before mincha, then daven mincha, and then not daven. Maybe this is also why they would have shalosh shudas in between. It's not learning Torah, they would have a shalosh shudas in between mincha and marav. Let's skip that 1 second. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, 3 lines. Down, well, Cain, near the bizmanenu. Nowadays, don't worry about this learning thing here in Kiyadua. Shematzui bavanosin arabim beizem mekomos sheoskim az kama anoshim bebeisem ezesh besicha betelo. What happens? You can't learn? Gevaldik, we'll talk about the news in the Beis Medrash. Okay, we'll talk about Dvarim B'Telem in the Beis Medrash. Therefore, he says, "Bevadei tov yoter lishmo az divrei musar kedei shel yavol." Is that much better for the Rav to speak and give divrei musar than tzibur, then it turns into a zman of batala. And therefore, Moreno v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal Selites out over here, batala in the Beis Medrash, says Rav Nevin Sal, everyone should take a little musar, look inside. V'sikas chulin b'Beis Medrash iser chomeri. Sichas chulin, speaking dvarim b'telem in the Beis Medrash, that is an iser chomer. V'od, ta'al yidei sicha b'tela, once you start with sicha b'tela, alul lo yimashich l'daber b'nyani mischar b'shaz, you start talking about business on Shabbos. Us, likasha b'lashon hara iserei d'araisas. O levazos chavero b'fnei sefer Torah, or to embarrass your friend in front of shul, in front of a sefer Torah, shu davar chomer ma'od. And therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal writes over here, "V'chein eyesh ba mishum bittul Torah shu iser chomer v'od shel harbi anashim ein kviyos l'Torah b'zman acher." And my other people, this is the only time to learn. V'im lo achshav emasai. And therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal says we are not makbid on this ramah v'chlal. Nowadays, where people have little time to learn, go ahead and learn. Learn b'chabura, have a rav's drasha, do whatever you want to learn more Torah would be the better, and not to worry about this minhag of not learning between mincha and mariv. Ad kan for today.